Welcome back to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their economic circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. We've all heard a version of this story before. A man with a broken washing machine calls a technician to fix it. The technician examines the washing machine for 5 minutes, tightens a screw, then switches on the machine, which begins to work properly. The technician then prepares a bill for $15,000 and hands it to the man. Shocked, the man asks why the bill is so high when all the technician did was turn one screw. The technician answers, well, turning the screw costs $1. Knowing what screw to turn, $14,999. One of the takeaways from this story is that we often spend a lot of money to have others carry out tasks for us that we could do for ourselves with a little research and elbow grease. This is money that could be saved and channeled into an income-generating venture, putting us firmly on the path to financial stability. Today on DollarWise, we outline some of the easiest ways you can save money by doing it yourself. Number 1. Perform routine maintenance on your car. Taking your car to be serviced can easily cost you thousands of dollars, but you can start keeping some of that money in your pocket by learning how to perform some of the required tasks on your own. Admittedly, some aspects of motor vehicle maintenance can be extremely technical and difficult for a layman. However, tasks such as changing oil or replacing spark plugs can be learned with relative ease, especially with the thousands of how-to videos that exist on the internet. You can also enroll in a short course that will give you the skills to carry out routine maintenance on your vehicle. Number 2. Do home repairs yourself. The same way you can learn how to maintain your car, you can also learn to do a few tasks around the house. Tasks such as repairing leaky pipes, fixing cracks and holes in walls, maintaining a garden or front yard are all rewarding and money-saving activities we can learn to do ourselves. Number 3. Prepare large meals at home. One of the biggest expenses of daily life is food. It can cost a lot to feed ourselves, especially if we are accustomed to going out to eat whenever we get hungry. Preparing our own meals often costs a fraction of what it costs to eat out, and the money saved can add up to a real sizable figure. One of the best ways to ensure we do this is to simply prepare more food than usual when cooking one of our regularly scheduled meals. Package the extra into one or more containers and you're good to go. Number 4. Wash your vehicle. As simple as this sounds, many persons would rather spend the money to wash their vehicle than roll up their sleeves and do it themselves. Spend the money to purchase all the tools and cleaning chemicals you will need, and you will be surprised at how much you save. Number 5. Groom yourself. Break your grooming and personal hygiene needs down and establish which ones you can train yourself to do on your own or with the help of a friend or two. Shaving, styling your hair, manicures, pedicures, all these can be learned with enough practice, and soon enough you will see a noticeable difference in your savings. Number 6. Entertainment. An evening or night out with the family can easily run into the high thousands. Save money by planning fun-filled activities at home or other free locations such as the park or the beach. Plan games and make your own dishes for a really memorable occasion that the family won't soon forget. With all the money you save by finding creative ways to entertain yourself and your family on the cheap, you can plan a more elaborate and expensive family vacation, such as a weekend at an all-inclusive or a cruise. So to recap, you can save money by performing routine maintenance on your car, making home repairs yourself, preparing large meals, washing your vehicle, grooming yourself, and entertaining yourself. These are just a few suggestions to get you started so you can develop the mindset of a do-it-yourselfer and a money saver. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us and please tune in again next week.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.